In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today is part from chapter 11 from the Gospel of St. Luke. At the beginning of this part, St. Luke said that it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you." Now our Lord Jesus Christ, he said to her, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." All of us know how our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was teaching the people, when he was teaching the multitude, how strong and effective was his word. How the people were astonished at his word and at his teaching. Were astonished, for he taught them as one having authority. They used to hear the teaching of the scribes. But now, when our Lord Jesus Christ was teaching them, his words was very effective. Go directly to the heart. Raise their mind and their heart up to heaven. Give them peace. Give them sense of joy. Give them sense of hope. That's why they were crowded. Wherever he is, wherever he was, multitude and so many people come to hear the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. After he taught some of his divine words and divine teaching, which goes through direct to the heart and leave a great influence for all those who hear him, we find a simple woman from the crowd was greatly affected, and so she raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you." Indeed, she was very delighted with his teaching, with his words. That's why, in a very simple manner, she wanted to give bless to his mother, the woman that bore him in her womb, and the woman which feeded him through his or by her breasts. Of course, she was not the first woman to bless Saint Mary, Our Lady, Virgin Mary. She was not the first one to bless her. We all know how the angel of the Lord blessed Saint Mary. "Rejoice, the highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. This is the greeting of the angel giving a blessing to Saint Mary. And also, we know how Elizabeth, when Saint Mary visited her, how she blessed her more than once and said to her, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Not only this, but Saint Mary herself accepted this and announced that henceforth all generation will call me blessed. منذ الآن جميع الأجيال تطوبني. That's why so many people bless Saint Mary, Virgin Mary, for so many things, so many virtues. She gave birth to the incarnated Logos, and she believed and she accepted the words of the angel in spite of that. It was amazing, and the first time for any person, for anyone, to hear preach or announcement like this. But it's amazing here that our Lord Jesus Christ gave a comment, and this comment, some explain it wrongly, that he withdrew the blessing to his mother and give the blessing to make it to be public for the whole people who hear the voice or the word of the Lord. He said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and they keep it." Yes, I have here 2 points. Our Lord Jesus Christ means that Saint Mary worth and deserve to be blessed, but not only for being his mother, not only because she gave birth to him, not only because she bore him from her womb, not only because she feeded him by her breasts. This is great honor for her, but she deserves honor and she deserves blessing not only for this. The honor of Saint Mary, not only because she gave birth to him and carried him in her womb and gave him her breast to feed him. This is great and amazing that the word of God, who is worshipped by all the heavenly host, to be fed through her breast. Yes, but she is not blessed by this only. She is blessed by another thing which is very important, because Saint Mary used to keep the word of God in her heart. She used to keep and she used to feed herself by the word of God. She used to be satisfied and fulfilled or filled by the word of God. And it is written 2 wise in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. This is in chapter 2, Gospel Luke, verse 19, and also in verse 51 But his mother kept all these things in her heart. So our Lady, the Lady of us all, Saint Mary, deserves this blessing, deserves the blessing, and to be blessed by all the generations because of her many virtues, because she gave birth to the incarnate God, because she carried him in her womb, because she feeded him through his breast. But not only this, our Lord Jesus Christ reveal another important point for her and for you and for me and for all of us. That is, she kept his words, the words of God. She kept the word of God in her heart. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, that each one in the whole world, each one in the believers, you and me and you and everyone who keeps the word of God in his heart, he is blessed. Who keep and meditate the word of God and feed himself with the word of God, he is blessed. Our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to make this blessing is public, belonging to his mother and also to all those who love the word of God, who feed themselves by the word of God. And the question now, do you keep the word of God in your heart? Do you feed yourself every day by the word of God, keeping it in your heart? This is the question. If you do this, you are blessed with her. You are blessed with the Mother of God. You are blessed with Saint Mary, as our Lord Jesus Christ announced in this chapter when he said, more than that, blessed are those here, means me, means you, means all. Who are those? Those who hear the word of God and keep it. All of you are blessed. When? When you keep the word of God in your heart. When you hear the word of God by heart. That's why Abuna says, when he, before just the reading of the Bible, may be worthy to hear and act. To hear and act according to your holy gospels. You have to hear and act. You have to hear and keep in your heart. As it is said for Saint Mary, that she kept all these things in her heart. Now we can understand why our teacher David said these amazing words. Said that your word I have hidden in my heart. Now we can understand the effect of the word of God being hidden in the heart. He said, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. And he also added, how can a young man cleanse his way? How can you to clean your way? By taking heed according to your word, with my whole heart I have sought you. To keep the word of God in your heart. And also, the word of God give you joy, joyful sensation, give you support, give you peace. All of us have the word of God and have one or two or three or more Bibles in our home. But how do you read? Or the first question, do you read or not? Do you feed yourself with the word of God? Or you are still hungry? You are depriving yourself from being fed by the word of God. Now listen what the King David said, I rejoice at your words. I rejoice at your word. How to rejoice? How to rejoice? How much you rejoice, our teacher David, as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasures. And so he also added, I have seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. And so many, many, many verses which show how the word of God gives joyful sensation, give feeding, give satisfaction, give support, give peace. That's why don't be part or apart from the word of God. Feed yourself with it. I will delight myself in your commandments which I love. I will delight myself with your commandment, which I love. That's why, my beloved, this, what our Lord Jesus Christ meant by saying, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. It is for Saint Mary that she is blessed, not only because she carried him in her womb, not only because she fed him through her breast, but because also she kept and she accepted the word of God and kept it and meditated in it in her heart. And this is not only for her, this is for me and for you and for everyone who are invited to hear the word of God and keep it in his heart to get benefit from this blessing. In order to be blessed. More than that, I will remind you by a certain situation. Once our Lord Jesus Christ was teaching among so many people, so many multitude, and they came, and one came and said to him, look, your mother, and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you. Your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. Then it was amazing for our Lord Jesus Christ to answer this. My mother, who is my mother, and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hands towards his disciples and said, here are my mother and my brother. Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Now, what is the meaning of this? In the chapter read today, all of us are invited to be blessed with Saint Mary, the Mother of God. And in this situation, which is mentioned in chapter 12 in the Gospel of Matthew, all of us are invited not only to be blessed, but to be the brother of Jesus Christ and the mother of Jesus Christ. And the sister of Jesus Christ, you are invited to be his brother. And you are invited to be his sister and his mother. All of you are invited for this honor when you keep the word of God and do the will of God in heaven. And it is amazing to hear what St. Paul said in the letter of Ephesus. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizen with the saints and members of the household of God. How it is amazing, this honor, to be fellow citizen with the saints, not only this, and members of the household of God. رعية مع القديسين وأهل بيت الله. It's amazing to get this blessing through feeding myself with the word of God, which lead me to do the will of God. God bless you all, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.